Hi there. The word for you today is on building real relationships. In John 13, verse 1, we read, "He now showed them the full extent of his love." People spend hours every day on social networks like Facebook, in many cases, because they're lonely. Now, there's nothing wrong with interacting with others this way. In fact, social media offers one of the greatest tools the church has ever had for reaching the world with the gospel. But a caution here. In a day when it's getting easy to neglect real relationships, let's remember why we're connecting with others in the first place. One author says, and I quote, "Life is so much richer when we have friends with whom we can share our joys and troubles." Unfortunately, loneliness remains a major problem and source of pain and misery. But none of us need become resigned to loneliness, because it's treatable, if not actually avoidable. Listen, real relationships aren't built by posting updates or tweeting and retweeting the most thought-provoking quote. It takes a lot more time, energy, and investment than that. The greatest social network involves meeting somebody's needs in a way that never would have happened without one-on-one connection. That's what Jesus did. When you think about it, most of his public ministry was spent pouring himself into 12 men, who in turn went out in his name and poured themselves into others. Listen to what the Bible says about Christ. "Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love." How did he do it? By laying down his life for us. The psalmist gives us a scripture that's kind of like a caption in today's society. Let me read it to you. Psalm 142, verse 4. He said, "No one is concerned for me, and no one cares." A lot of people feel that way today, don't they? Look, if you want to meet people's needs, you have to get up close and personal in order to do it. That's what Jesus did, and he is your example. Okay? That's the word for you today.